Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Life-Changing Art of Self-Brain Surgery, Connecting Neuroscience and Faith to Radically Transform Your Life by W. Lee Warren, MD is a practical Christian self-help book that joins popular neuroscience, spiritual formation, and mental health guidance. Warren writes from the perspective of a practicing neurosurgeon, trauma survivor, Iraq War veteran, and author whose earlier work also addressed suffering, faith, and hope. The central premise is that people are not passive victims of their mental patterns, because the brain can change through repeated attention, interpretation, and behavior. Readers can learn to redirect thought habits in ways that support healing, resilience, and emotional stability. The book is aimed at people dealing with grief, anxiety, depression, trauma, worry, loneliness, or recurring negative thinking, especially those who want a faith-based framework rather than a purely secular psychology manual. Its purpose is not to offer clinical treatment, but to translate brain science and Christian belief into daily practices for renewal. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, self-brain surgery turns neuroplasticity into a practical metaphor for personal agency. The defining idea of the book is self-brain surgery. Warren uses this phrase to describe the active role people can play in shaping their own mental and emotional patterns. The metaphor is important because it makes neuroplasticity feel less abstract. Instead of presenting brain change as something that happens only through medication, clinical intervention, or external circumstances, the book frames attention, repetition, belief, and behavior as tools that can strengthen or weaken neural pathways. This does not mean that a person can simply think away every illness or hardship. Rather, Warren emphasizes that people are already reinforcing brain patterns through what they repeatedly rehearse in thought and action. And act, the practical implication is that awareness matters. A thought can become an emotional state, an emotional state can influence a choice, and repeated choices can become habits. By treating mental patterns as something that can be examined and revised, the book gives readers a concrete way to understand responsibility without reducing suffering to personal failure. Secondly, reordering the mind is presented as the pathway to changing the brain. A major framework in the book is the relationship between the mind and the brain. Warren distinguishes between the physical organ and the patterns of thought, attention, memory, interpretation, and belief that influence how the brain functions. His argument is that people can reorder the mind in order to change the brain, meaning that intentional mental practices can gradually reshape automatic responses. The reasoning draws on the broad scientific concept of neuroplasticity, the capacity of the brain to adapt structurally and functionally over time. In practical terms, this means that repeated worry, resentment, fear, or self-condemnation can deepen unhelpful pathways, while repeated gratitude, truth-based reflection, curiosity, and constructive action can create healthier ones. The book uses this principle to explain why change usually requires practice rather than insight alone. Knowing that a thought is harmful is not enough if the old pathway remains the most rehearsed one. New mental habits need repetition, attention, and embodied choices until they become more available under stress. Thirdly, faith is used as an interpretive framework rather than an add-on to brain science. The book is explicitly faith-infused, and its religious dimension is not incidental. Warren connects neuroscience with Christian ideas about renewal of the mind, hope, courage, suffering, and human design. This makes the book different from many secular neuroplasticity guides, which often focus on performance, cognitive reframing, or emotional regulation without theological commitments. In Warren's approach, faith provides the deeper story that gives brain change moral and spiritual direction. Readers are encouraged to see themselves not merely as damaged biological systems, but as persons capable of healing, purpose, and communion with God. This framework also affects how hardship is interpreted. Trauma, grief, and anxiety are treated as real wounds, not signs of weak faith, while spiritual practices can become part of the process of mental retraining. The strength of this approach is integration prayer, scripture, hope, and disciplined thought are treated as mutually reinforcing rather than competing. The limitation is that readers seeking a strictly secular account may find the theological framing less suitable. Fourthly, trauma, grief, anxiety, and negative thoughts are addressed through trained response rather than denial. Warren writes for readers who feel trapped by distressing experiences or recurring emotional states. The book is especially concerned with trauma, tragedy, grief, anxiety, depression, loneliness, and worry. Its approach does not deny the seriousness of these experiences. Warren's background as a trauma survivor and physician gives the subject a concrete context, especially because his broader public work has often focused on suffering and hope after loss. The practical emphasis is on learning not to accept every internal signal as final truth. Feelings can be powerful and meaningful, but the book stresses that they are not always accurate guides to reality or action. This matters because a painful thought can feel factual when it is really a learned interpretation. By encouraging curiosity before reaction, the book gives readers space to examine what they are rehearsing and whether it is helping them heal. The goal is not emotional suppression. It is the development of a trained response in which pain is acknowledged, examined, and redirected toward healthier patterns. Lastly, habit change and resilience depend on repeated daily practices, not one-time inspiration. A central practical claim of the book is that transformation is cumulative. Old habits are not usually broken by a single decision, and new habits are not formed by desire alone. Warren presents brain change as a disciplined process in which readers repeatedly interrupt unhelpful thoughts, choose better inputs, and practice actions that build resilience. This is why the book is positioned as immensely practical rather than merely explanatory. Its promise is not that hardship disappears, but that people can become less controlled by automatic loops of fear, avoidance, self-medication, despair, or rumination. The habit dimension is significant because it connects mental health with ordinary routines. What a person consumes, repeats, believes, avoids, and practices becomes part of the brain environment in which future choices are made. The book also has relevance for parents and caregivers who want to teach resilience, since the same principles can be modeled for children. Its practical value lies in making emotional growth concrete, structured, and repeatable. In conclusion, The Life-Changing Art of Self-Brain Surgery is best suited for readers who want a Christian, neuroscience-informed guide to mental and emotional renewal. It will likely appeal to people dealing with grief, anxiety, depression, trauma, loneliness, chronic discouragement, or persistent negative thought patterns, especially if they want practical language for connecting faith with daily mental habits. It may also help pastors, caregivers, parents, and small group leaders who need accessible explanations of resilience without turning the material into clinical therapy. The practical benefit is that the book gives readers a way to notice and interrupt rehearsed thoughts before they harden into emotional and behavioral patterns. The intellectual benefit is its integration of neuroplasticity with spiritual formation, showing how repeated attention and belief can shape lived experience. Compared with similar books in Christian self-help or popular neuroscience, it stands out because Warren writes as a neurosurgeon and trauma survivor, not only as a commentator on mindset. The self-brain surgery metaphor is distinctive because it translates a complex scientific idea into a disciplined practice of agency, faith, and habit change. Readers wanting a purely secular manual or a substitute for professional mental health care may need a different resource. But those seeking a grounded faith-based framework may find it especially relevant. If you would like to support W. Lee Warren, MD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.